Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Boy Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Man.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Bomb.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records revealing addition, and rappers are coming up, get them put on. We need a platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Wizards.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow design. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Plenty of content for you to get through. Everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real.
I'm back up
always,
we brought our bitch, we represent. All them chillers on the mic and wish your love to all your fans. You keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm. Come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a madman, going crazy, knocking all you rappers off.
It's your boy Prez right here, the Murder Master Music Show, episode 617. We got a legend returning to the show, one and only Sacktown female pioneer, Marvelous. One of the coldest female spitters ever. Matter of fact, she's one of the coldest spitters ever because she could hold her own with any of the dudes spitting. But tonight we're bringing her on to talk about something she's doing I really enjoy. It's she's actually got a docuseries that she's putting on YouTube called By Design. There's an episode of it up right now, the Jib Arneson story. I checked it out. Phenomenal. I can't wait to see what episode 2 is going to be about. But I'm going to bring her on so she can tell you more about it. It's the one and only Marvelous. Marvelous, how you doing?
I'm blessed. How you doing?
I am doing real good, and I just want to tell you that docuseries episode that I saw By Design is phenomenal, and I can't wait for episode 2. What made you want to go in this direction?
Well, I feel like, you know, a lot of people in the industry, a lot of artists, rappers, whatever, you know, we have a voice, you know, and of course they're going to listen to our music because that's naturally what initially drew them to us. But, you know, there's also other ways that we could use our voice. And for me, it's like telling other people's stories in their own words, you know, because a lot of these different situations affect a lot of us. You know, we all know somebody that's been locked up or is locked up now, or maybe you've been locked up before, you know, the people out there listening. So it's like if that's something we all can relate to. In this particular, the docuseries is called In My Own Words. And so the first installment is By Design, and it's written by a guy named Jib Arneson. He's actually doing 25 to life now. So I just wanted to use my voice for a platform to tell his story because it's similar to, you know, a lot of young black males. He was, I believe he's been in there since he was 16, and he's now, what, 34, 35, I believe. So, man, the story has to be told, you know, because you want to know what the root of it, you know, what made you get to this point in your life? What are you doing to change it? You know, where do you think you fell short or the people in your life fell short? Or, you know, people want to know when you have that background, you know, it means a lot more. And I feel like it's something that's very relatable for our young men.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And you know, this is the country where you have the most incarceration on the planet. So
right.
There's so many of these stories to be told. Now, is the docuseries going to focus strictly on prison, or are you going to touch on other issues as well?
Yeah, well, yeah, for that first installment, that was, you know, focused on prison, but the following ones, there'll be different topics. Like, the next one is going to be on homelessness, you know, it's ridiculous, out of control, you know, and then the following one will be about mental illness, and, you know, so it'll just keep carrying on. So each one will have a different topic.
See, that's what I'm talking about. I wish more people, you know what I'm saying, that have a name and a platform like yourself would do stuff like this, because it's so underreported, and we are number one when it comes to all this stuff, when it comes to murder, incarceration, you know what I'm saying, homelessness.
Yes.
All these negative things, America is number one. So in order to fix it, we have to shed light on it. What gave you the motivation to want to do this?
Well, it's just various people that I've come across in my life and different situations that I've been in. Like, my family, you know, a lot of them have been to prison and done, you know, long stints of time in prison. My father passed away in prison. So this is something that's very near and dear to my heart. So it was definitely a topic that I had to speak on. And just to be able to tell this young man's story, well, to have him be able to tell his story, I think just gives it that more of a realistic effect, because this is an epidemic. You know what I mean? It's like the prison industry is a business, you know. And so when it comes down to how many people you got to have in prison to keep this contract that says y'all going to keep these motherfuckers full, you know what I mean? Or it's just crazy, but it's all about the money at the end of the day. So it's just, and then like with the homelessness, you know, that is out here in Sacramento, it's ridiculous, you know, and I know it's like that everywhere. So it's just different. You know, I didn't want to just focus on one thing. I wanted to have a range of different things. So I know that somebody's going to be able to relate to one of them or two of them, maybe all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I need to put you in touch with my friend Elaine. She used to co-host a show with me. She was a victim of eugenics. They forcibly sterilized her without her knowledge when she was given cesarean section birth. Yeah, they actually went in there.
Goodness.
They sterilized her, and she didn't find out until years later. Well, when she found out, she also did research finding out that it happened to thousands of other people throughout the United States. And she fought Ada in North Carolina, I want to say, for about 20 years, ended up getting compensation for several hundred people. You know, so this is going on right here. Yeah, they're creating almost like a petri dish of fuckery for all of us to live in. And you say, here, deal with it. Kind of like with cancer, same thing, big business.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
But this is a great story, this first one here, Jib Artisan. How did you come in contact with him, or how do you know him?
Well, actually, we linked up on some music. He's also an artist. So we recorded a song together. He reached out to me, and we made that happen. And ever since then, I presented his album. It's called Marvelous Presents Kevin's Little Brother. That's available everywhere y'all tap in. And so from there, you know, I learned more about his whole story, his life story, you know. And he wrote, you know, the whole thing. That's all him, you know. And so I was just blessed to be able to give him that voice, you know, because you got to think, even for people out here, a lot of people don't use their voice because they can't, which was what I was saying about people that are in a position needing to do that. But then you also like have people that are in prison or, you know, the circumstances don't permit them to be able to do, you know, the things that they want to do. So yeah, I just like, you know, I like to reach out and support the real.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We've had many people on the show that were incarcerated at the time during the interviews and, you know, they need to be heard too. You know,
right.
It's very important. I'm real glad you did this, and I want everybody to check this out. It's called By Design, The Jib, that's J-I-B, Artisan Story, in my own words, docuseries. Everybody needs to see this. What has been the feedback you've been getting, Marvelous?
Man, I've been getting a lot of really good feedback from it. And you know, like, I did the editing and everything on it, so, you know, I'm reaching out to my people. You know, I got some peoples up there, you know, and they, like, keep working, Marv, you know. So, man, it's a blessing. And I'm getting a lot of good feedback because it's something that a lot of people can relate to. And so ultimately, when I'm done with the other episodes, I'm going to do a screening out here in Sacramento, and we're going to do it real big and put it out here to the people first, let them get a little intimate screening. And, you know, man, I'm shooting for Netflix and, you know what I mean, the whole shebang. But,
that's
you know, I'm always on my independent hype.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you if you're going to shoot it out to Netflix and do some film festivals and things of that nature, because
yes,
I think
yes,
it's over
indeed.
Pretty good. You know, what
yes,
about,
indeed.
did you ever get a hold of JT, the bigger figure? He's got that trap flicks popping off real good right now, too. That might be another
avenue
right
it's
there.
It's been a minute since I talked to JT, but, yep, I think I've seen that on my timeline,
yeah.
Trap flicks, yep.
That's the,
yep,
the one good thing about nowadays, you can reach so many people from so many different ways nowadays, you know.
Right.
Something like this, I would love to see this shared on Facebook, like how people share memes and stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
Share something with substance, something that,
right,
that you can learn something from. Are you going to go in different directions with this too? Like maybe go back in history and uncover like different things that happened? You know what I'm saying? Or are you going to stick with current events? Or what are your plans?
Well, yeah, I am going to, you know, it's going to be like a mixture. You know, it's going to be some historical stuff in there too. But just for the, because, you know, after this, there'll be another docuseries. You know, so for these, I just want it to be focused on these particular people. And with, you know, there'll be some history and, you know, all that stuff mixed in, but it's going to basically be focusing on now. Of course, the effects of, you know, before, you know, have a lot to do with what we're dealing with now. But, yeah, it's just basically I want people to be able to tell their story in their own words and, you know, like real life today, here and now, you know, so because this will be a piece of history one day. People will be able to go back and look at it like, damn, you know what I'm saying? But so I got a whole nother line of a whole nother one on the way too after this. So after this full thing is done, I'm gonna keep it rolling.
How many are gonna be in this one?
There'll be five.
Oh, okay.
Five in this one.
You're gonna do a whole nother one. So you're gonna do
right.
like one a month or one every other week, or
it'll probably be
the next one?
Well, oh yeah. I'll do one. I'm doing one like once a month.
Yeah.
But
okay.
When I do the ultimately when I do the screening, that's when, you know, whether it's next month or the month after that, when I do the full screening, that's when I'll drop all of them.
Oh, okay.
But in the meantime, I'm gonna keep dropping them.
Yeah, most definitely.
And I'll probably do an online screening, too, for the people out there listening. I'm going to do an online screening, too, matter of fact. So hopefully you guys will tap in, you know what I mean, bring some of that good energy and support something that's positive.
Yeah, everybody that follows the show here, I definitely want you guys to check this out, you know, because this is something positive, and we need to support that, you know. Too many people are quick to run and support negative shit versus something like this, where you're giving people a voice. You know, what is Jib thought of the episode he's featured in? Did he get a chance to see it or get any kind of feedback?
Yeah, he likes it. He was really, really satisfied with it. Yep. But you know, it made it kind of easy because it was just me putting his words into, you know, into a picture or video form.
Yeah.
So that, you
yeah,
know, the clarity and the seriousness of what he was talking about, you know, I was able to personify it on the screen, I think, in a good way because of the way, you know, he explained it. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's been down 25 years.
No, he's been, you know, what, 17 years.
17 years. Okay.
Yeah. And he got 25
years
to life. Mm-hmm.
So, hopefully...
Yeah.
He'll be coming home soon. I mean, maybe this story could shed light on his situation. But it's dope how you, through your music career, was able to connect with this guy, you know, and shed some light on his story. You know, salute to you. That's a very unselfish act. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, they don't want to shed light on anything other than themselves. So I commend you for doing stuff like this. Yeah,
thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And speaking of cats, you know what I'm saying, being locked down for a long time, Legend in Your City just got out last year, X-rated. Been down, now he's been down 25 years, something like that.
Yeah,
man,
I think
what
it was
are
a little longer.
What
yeah.
him touching down? Now you got him, yourself, Brother Lin-Chung, Sebo, Killer Tay, all these legends out at the same time. Man, what's the atmosphere like in Sacramento right now?
Oh, man, it's beautiful. You know, I'm out here. Everybody else kind of live in different, you know, different places. But, you know, for the most part, man, it's beautiful. You know, it's a blessing. Everybody doing their thing. Tour. I think he's on tour right now. You know what I mean? Bo's working on an album. Him and Tay is out there doing their thing. My album, Still Marvelous, is on the way. I just dropped Lil Marv the end of last year, Daughter of a Legend. She's about to drop her second one. So then I got the Queen Biz Volume 2 coming with all the queens on it. So, man, I'm just staying busy. And I'll be opening my school within this next month, Marvin Jean School of Entrepreneurship. So just, man, y'all, please follow me on all my social medias. For the most part, it's The Real Marvelous on all of them, MARVALESS. And just tap in with me. You know, I'm always open to ideas and different things. I also do seminars, you know, so if it's something positive, I'm a rock with it. So y'all tap in with me.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, your daughter, Lil Marvelous, is super talented. Obviously runs in the family, spitting image of yourself.
Okay.
It's crazy. You know, what's it like when the two of you get in the studio together?
It's like being in the studio with myself. 25 with my younger self.
Yeah.
It's like the craziest thing. But yeah, it's like, it's a smooth situation. You know, we both super cool. We know what we're going to do. So we go in there and get busy. It's like kind of a, you know, it's really natural and also fun. You know, we kick it. But yeah, it's like being in there with my younger self.
It seems like, I mean, her talent level is already, you know what I'm saying, real, real high. I mean, did she have to work a long time to perfect her craft, or was she just born with the gift?
Well, I definitely think she was innately born with it, but because I never told her, you know, like, be a rapper, rap, you know, do this, do that. So she didn't even really rap for me until she was, seriously rap until she was in her teens, you know. And so now she tells me, like, how, you know, she used to be nervous and all that stuff, and, you know, because I ain't with all that cussing and all that. I don't care how old, you know, we don't play them type of games. But I didn't filter her on her album. I'm like, this is, you know, nobody filtered me. But, you know, we had that type of relationship where we cool and everything, but we don't, you know, ain't no disrespect and no cussing and doing. She could be 40 years old. She, you know. So anyway, I'm getting all off topic. But I think it's natural. It's natural for her. I think she was definitely born with it. And, man, yeah, she's super, like, I step outside of myself, and I, you know, as her mom, and I'm just like, wow, she is fucking dope.
Yeah. I mean, as a longtime
really
fan of your music, when I heard her, I was like, oh, my God, that's, you know, that's almost identical. You know, and I've,
okay.
It's almost like a trend. I've heard it with several others, like, okay, Busy Bone's son, Little Busy, sounds just like
mm-hmm.
him. Lord Infamous' son, sounds just like him. You know, so it's awesome to see this rejuvenation, you know what I'm saying, of artists' kids. It's crazy.
Yeah,
we
and especially the real ones, you know.
The real ones. Yeah, I mean, you guys, I mean, we're gonna give them a taste of your daughter's talents right here and show them that she ain't no joke. Matter of fact, that's the name of the song. We'll be right back, chop it up a little bit more Marvelous. This is a little Marvelous, no joke, off the album. Daughter of a Legend, available right now. Make sure you get that as well. We'll be right back.
Everybody hella broke. your money never grow. I'm Spartacus with the flow, ammunition never get low. All gas, I just go, no different side show. Lil Mark is repped the boat, respect it though, and check your hoe. Cause Lil Do, he know shit, 360, no joke. Ooh. The people cancelating. Lil Marv, I ain't with the plan. Just give them balls, yeah, I know I got the people waiting after me. It's no replacement. Man, this shit is no joke. But I never lost all hope. I be mobbing in my J's, 10 toes. Man, this shit is no joke. They don't wanna see the kid blow. I know. Man, this shit is no joke. But I never lost all hope. I be mobbing in my J's. Bossed up and you tripping if you ever crossed up, cause this shit is no joke. Tell me why they hating on me. They don't wanna see me get cheese, man, this shit is no joke. They don't wanna see me bossed up and you tripping if you ever crossed up, man, this shit is no joke. But I never lost all hope. I be mobbing in my J's, 10 toes, man, this shit is no joke. They don't wanna see the kid blow. I know, man, this shit is no joke. But I never lost all hope. I be mobbing in my J's.
Talented right there. It's a little marvelous, no joke, off the album, Daughter of a Legend. Man, and you said she's got another one coming. When is she dropping the second one?
Well, she's going to drop that one probably around the beginning of October. Yep.
All right. It's
and
coming.
It's untitled
it's coming.
As of now. But yeah, the beginning of October. And she's also doing her Queen Biz Volume 2. So, yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on right now. Yep.
Yeah. And now on the Volume 2, who's going to be featured on there?
Well, actually, mine, I was saying 2, like T-O-O. Mine will be Volume 2, which is, and that I'm featuring, I got Madam Lynn out of Kansas City, Miss Solo out of Colorado, Miss Story, she's from Fresno, Misfit, she's from Vegas. I got who else? I got Miss Kitty, she's from Southern California, San Diego. I got Black Sapphire, she's from Seattle. Triana May, she's from right here in Sacramento. I got a plethora of dope female artists on there. And then so for Lil Marv, you know, she got the youth, so I ain't gonna really just put her her lineup out there because she's still getting it together. But man, it's gonna be dope. And so hers will be Volume 3.
Oh man, that's what I'm talking about.
Torch.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and you know what? At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. And I look forward to being able to interview her as well and preview some more of her music because she is super talented. You have to be very proud of her, I imagine.
Yes, I am. I really am. Yep, she's dope. And just as of my kid too, like she never had any problems out of her. You know, she's just super cool. So yeah, I'm definitely blessed.
Now you got that project coming, you know, with different artists, female artists from around the country and everything. What about your next solo project?
Now that's still marvelous. I'm planning on dropping that on my birthday, but we're gonna see, which is August 28th. But the Still Marvelous album is done. It's ready to go. I got to jump out of my Virgo mode and quit going back, doing shit over and over, remixing and, you know what I'm saying, and just give it to the people because it's been a long time, you know, since I dropped a solo album. But it's hot, fresh off the press, and ready to go. I just got to press that go button and be able to jump on the road.
How would you describe it, Marvelous, compared to your other ones?
Oh, wow. I've definitely grown a lot. I think that probably goes without speaking. Probably my younger music when I was, 20 Ghetto Blues came out when I was 20. And so, yeah, I've definitely grown a lot, you know, but I always try to have a good message in my music, you know what I'm saying, getting people some game. And so now I would probably say it's a lot more of that. Yeah, so, but it's definitely dope. I actually think I'm probably doper now. so, you know, that's up to the people to decide, you know, but I'm blessed, man. The album is dope. Back-to-back bangers, and, you know, I got so many different styles, you feel me? So, yeah, I'm tapping in on all kind of different styles. You know,
yeah,
I like
you
to do that unorthodox stuff.
Crazy,
so they don't even, not going to know what to expect. Yeah, you're not going to know my neckline.
Wordplay, metaphorical, I mean, all kinds of, you know what I'm saying, stuff. And like I said, it's dope to see your daughter, you know what I'm saying, following in those footsteps. You know, what about like a Marvelous and Little Marvelous tour? You guys ever thought about doing something like that?
Well, we actually did that. Actually, when I did her tour, I actually opened for her at her tour. So that's kind of that was. Now, we're supposed to be doing an album. The song off her album that I'm, well, one of the songs I'm on is called Like Mother, Like Daughter. So we're going to get started on that Like Mother, Like Daughter album, because I don't, as far as I know, I don't know of any mother and daughter duo doing that before. So
no, that would be the first.
We definitely been talking about that. Yeah, yep, no doubt.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Before we get out of here, the homie Sin from France, I know he's got a question or two for you. I'm going to bring him on real quick.
Okay.
Sin, you there, brother?
Hi, Scott. Hi, Legendary Marvelous. Yes, I'm there.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
Dang,
I got a question about
French. 2 years of French in high school, and I don't remember any of it. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah? Oh, really? Cool.
Parlez-vous français? I remember that. Okay.
Je parle français. The song Ghetto Blues had a very essence of mob song blues. Can you tell us about this one? It was legendary in Sacktown.
Yeah, Ghetto Blues. That was the first album I dropped, and that was the title song off the album. And that album, I was actually pregnant with Lil Marvelous on that cover. But yeah, that's one of the songs that, man, that's actually one, probably the song, you know, that the people love out of my history, because you know, it just talked about real life, real struggle. And you know, I was hungry back then, so I was like a beast in it on the mic, you know. And who I had Mississippi singing on there, DJ Durrell had made the track, so it just all came together beautifully. It was like, it was just beautiful. And then I didn't even trip off of it until later on that Tupac had used that beat too.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
Mississippi
was really, that was it. And that was too, man, you know, I've always been the biggest Tupac fan in the world, so he was a lot of inspiration for me on that album.
Yeah, Mississippi was a dope singer, very underrated, working with Sibo, managed by the town, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Super talented.
Also, you got a good dope combination with Sibo. That's how you won too on a Top Social Crypt album. Can you tell us about this one too, and your relationship of working with Sibo?
Oh man, he's the dopest, man. He's one of the dopest to ever do it. He made me stay up to par, you know, in the studio. He taught me. I was just like always a rapper. That's what I did. You go back to when I was young, they, you know, that's what I did. So, but you know, when I got to doing it professionally, you know, he taught me how to count my bars and, you know, all that different stuff. So, man, you know, that's big bruh. So, you know, shit, I musically, you know, I strive to make him happy, you know, because he showed me, brought me in the game, showed me the way. So it's always salute to Bolo, you know. And, man, I don't know. When we would get in the studio, it was always fun, even if it was a serious song. Like, we always had a lot of fun, a lot of laughs. You know, we would get in that booth, and you know, that at the end you turn on, it's like, you know, serious mode. But he just a lot of fun. You know, he people think of him as an asshole and all that. He's an asshole, too, but he's also a lot of fun. So even now when we all get together in the lab or just kicking it or whatever, we have a good time. It's like a movie.
Yeah. We can feel the Sacktown is very underrated in the West Coast for me, and a C-boy is on the like you.
Yeah, no doubt.
How long have you known C-boy? Like when did you guys meet? In school or?
We knew of each other, you know, but officially, I want to say 18 or 19 when we first officially met, and we started doing music together. But, you know, we always kind of knew each other, knew of, you know, we wasn't ever kicking it or hanging out or nothing like that, but we from the same, like, basically part of town, you know. Well, he's from the Gardens. I grew up in the Creek, which is not far, you know, so we would see each other around. But yeah, officially we hooked up when I was probably like 18 or 19, and that's when I started recording Ghetto Blues.
Because you guys always complimented each other real well, and I know you did an album with Messy Marv, you know, real dope album. I reviewed that back in the day. Did you ever want to do an album with C-Bo, like a whole project? Was that something you guys ever talked about?
Yes, we have. You know, so for the people out there, C-Bo Mobfather on Instagram, Twitter, all that, hit him up and tell him to knock this album out with Marv. Heck yeah, that's what the people want. And it just would be dope, you know, because I feel like we compliment each other. It's just like a natural, you know, a natural flow. So yeah, that's definitely something I want. I got a lot of projects I got to put together, y'all, but that's definitely one of them.
Yeah, oh yeah. I tell you what, Marvelous, I've been waiting for that since Can't Stand the Heat. I mean, that song right there is so timeless, you know. But yeah, you got a lot on your plate, a lot of dope stuff coming out. And man, I wish you nothing but success on everything. But for the people listening, before we get out of here, I want to give you the floor. Give them all your info if they want to work with you, want to holler at you, get your music. Man, the floor is all yours, Marvelous.
All right, now, y'all, I got a lot to say. Get ready. No, I'm just playing. All my social media sites are The Real Marvelous, Marveless. That's Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, SoundCloud, all The Real Marvelous at the end. My YouTube is The Real Marvelous. That's where you can see my docuseries, my videos, all that stuff. So make sure you tap in with that. Make sure you go to everywhere you can download, stream, buy, whatever. Request it on your local radio station, Lil Marvelous, Daughter of a Legend. That's out now. Tap in with my whole crew, y'all. We out here moving and grooving. For the people that have tuned in and already seen the docuseries, I definitely appreciate the support. There's more to come, and be looking for that screening. I'll be doing one in Sacramento and one online. So for the people that ain't able to make it out here, we're going to make it happen for you. Still, I appreciate you guys for supporting me for so long. This is actually the 25th year. You know how you get so old. This is the 25th year anniversary of Ghetto Blues, so it's a beautiful thing. June 30th made the 25th year anniversary. So I appreciate you guys. It's been a long haul, and y'all still rocking with me. You know what I mean? And that's a beautiful thing, and that means a lot. You know, sometimes you could just drop one song, and then you're gone, you know. And so I'm glad that we put the work we put in, and we definitely appreciate the support of the people. So tap in with me on all my social media sites. Oh, I want to say shout out to Jib Artisan for allowing me to put your story out there. And y'all go cop his album too, Jib Artisan, Kevin's little brother. Everywhere, all streaming platforms, and Still Marvelous is coming. I can talk all night. Marvelous Radio is coming back, too. I'm bringing Marvelous Radio back for the people. I've just been a little busy.
You're bringing Marvelous Radio back. That's dope.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
When are you bringing it back?
I should bring that back. I'm going to bring that back. I'm going to do that on my birthday. My birthday is August 28th, so that's when I'm going to bring Marvelous Radio back, get the people what they want.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about right there. Well, I tell you what, anytime you want to come on the show, you're always welcome. Same with your daughter. Very,
thank
very
you.
Talented family. And we love supporting you guys. And here is here's a classic. We're going to get out of here. This is you and Lavity, Sacramento. Repping all day.
Hey.
We'll see you guys later.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
707, all the way to the 916. Yeah.
Up and out of Sacramento. Up and out of Sacramento. Mama, let me come in with that heat.
I got more game than a hustler, fake them dice, not six. Faking all these tricks and stuff, I hate me, but they crazy. I be bringing that heat, that hardcore, that leave you in deep thought amazed. That blunt got you and your homies in the day, face me not. Me and my homies, we say trap with glocks. These wicked streets got me wondering if you want my team or not. Around the clock, smoke blunt and say while I'm down hitting corners. These California streets is getting deadly, let me roll ya. Very seldom catch me slipping, only crossing, so they wanna hate me. Rolling with some down ass G's from the SAC. So me and the Biddy, we gon' represent and let this game be known. We can handle it on the mic, or we can handle it with the chrome. No limits, no gimmicks, top for our scratch. Get it to win it from selling sacks to fat tracks. That's how we did it, we be putting it down. Go pound for pound with the best you won't attempt. Might catch a hot one to the chest.
Up and out of Sacramento. Up and out of Sacramento. Yeah. Up and out of Sacramento. Mama, man. Mama, let me come in with that heat.
I got that game that make you wanna pump up your sound. Hooked up with steady mobbing, and now it's going down. So who be talking that drama, saying I can't bring the heat? I got a gang of fools sprung off these words that I speak, striking through your town. I hear you bump my shit, you can't resist, especially when you getting twisted. You slamming this shit, so say the player hating for them haters. Cause we just some homies from the ghetto, I for our papers. We're smoking in the studio, making hits. Only more tied I get from the north side of Cali. What homies is founded in the alley? So why I can't, I'm gon' give it up and do this here right. You know every time I recite, I'm coming tight. Who can fade me? I'm that lady. Let's know get crazy when the funk jump off. One in the chamber, ready to let off. Without the slightest bit of hesitation, cause I get wicked. I thought you knew it. Me and Biddy and Angel showing you how we do
up
it.
Out of
yeah.
Up and out of Sacramento. Ooh. Up and out of Sacramento. Mama, let me come in with that heat.
I still remember way back when Sack was popping off the hook. Big baller slaying major weight. Now we move these hits from state to state. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it ain't no stopping in Killer Cali. Once them blocks start popping, commence to dropping bombs. That's when we get wicked, smoke out and kick it. More tight every time I write this shit and recite this shit. This chronic got me blown the fuck out, no doubt. From the west side to down south, we turn this shit out.
Up and out of Sacramento. Mama, let me come in with that heat.